You ever have one of those mornings where... There it is. Thought I lost the questions.
That would not be good.
Then I would have to make them up on the fly.
Which we all know that you are just so excellent at doing, too.
No. Has to be some thought put into Would You Rather Wednesday. Brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service, beautiful downtown Humboldt. Some questions are thinkers, and some questions are...
stinkers.
Dang right. What was that? You got some in your throat?
No, I had to yawn. I was at the end of yawning, and I didn't want to have an awkward pause.
I did that on the air earlier today, too. Yeah. What the heck? Watch this. Now, how many of you actually yawned? It's catchy, isn't it?
And Craig even yawned in the back of the studio.
God darn it. You do that when your girlfriend introduces you to her family, and you're sitting at the dinner table, just yawn big. Just a big yawn. Stretch your arms out.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
That was one that evoked some tears out of me.
All three of us are yawning. That's weird. All right,
but let's stop talking about it because I feel like I might yawn again.
Let's do what we came here to do. And that's Would You Rather Wednesday. Let's go ahead and start this out, Matt, with question numero uno. Question number one. Would you rather be lost at sea in a raft or stranded on an island all by yourself? Lost at sea in a raft or stranded on an island all by yourself?
See, if I was on land, I could still get food. Get water.
Okay.
Out at sea, I'd have to try fishing, too.
You'd have to take thread from whatever clothes you might be wearing.
Yeah.
Turn that into some fishing line.
I get some more resources sitting on that island.
I think so. I think you're headed in the right direction.
Well, that's good to know. You know what, Pat? I'm going to go with the island because you can just do so many more things and I don't want to get seasick.
Maybe you meet a lost islander lady.
That's one way of putting it. There you go. I highly doubt I'd run into anybody else on the island.
Then you wouldn't be all by yourself.
Yeah. That defeat the whole purpose.
Yep.
Hopefully I traveled with a FedEx package and a volleyball will turn up.
Well said. I'm sorry. That was a pretty easy one. They're all pretty easy today. They're all pretty easy. Question number two. Would you rather have a 50-pound kettlebell dropped on your foot?
Yow.
Or your wisdom teeth pulled without anesthesia?
Ow. Those are two painful things, Pat.
They are. It's just choosing one over the other.
How many? You said 50-pound bowling ball?
50-pound kettlebell.
Or 50-pound kettlebell.
Yep.
Wow. That might mangle a few toes.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would squish them out. Probably, I don't even know if you could reconstruct those. Maybe
teeth
with the right
getting
surgeon.
Getting pulled, you know. Hold on to something tight, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
No, Pat, I'm going to go with the teeth.
going with the teeth.
Yeah.
Having your wisdom teeth pulled.
I don't want to have mangled toes.
Yeah, it would mess things up for quite a while.
Yeah.
Although you wouldn't be able to talk for... We should do that. Wonder if we could schedule that.
I still got them, so there you go.
There you go. Wow, you're just breezing through these. What's up with that?
I don't know, Pat.
I don't even recognize you.
Why? Because normally I contemplate, you know, like that island question for about 5 minutes.
You are very methodical about, yes, you think through every detail, and that's what we like about you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, you know, be like doing the dental operation, kind of like Tom Hanks did in Castaway. Be pretty painful. But at the same time, I wouldn't be able to walk.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah.
That'd be.
I'd have no toes.
If not years of recovery. Question number three. Question number three. Would you rather dance at a college sorority party, Magic Mike style, or sing the national anthem at the Detroit Tigers season opener in a thong speedo?
Of course, we were waiting for that one. Magic Mike style or thong speedo. Problem is that you said this is a season opening game. They televised that one.
Sure.
Yeah.
And you have to sing.
Which I'm not good at.
You have to sing.
Yeah, exactly.
In a thong speedo. Or dancing at the college sorority party, Magic Mike style. All I can think of, again, is Patrick Swayze and Chris Farley.
Chippendale.
SNL bit. Everybody is working for the weekend.
You know what, Pat? I'm going to put on my best Patrick Swayze impression, or Chris Farley, for that matter. I'm going to do the Magic Mike thing because I just don't want to be out wearing the Speedo.
Yeah.
And on top of it,
you got everything all hanging out. You getting a text message?
I thought I was. It was just a notification.
Oh, okay.
I thought one of our listeners was going to chime in.
Your butt was vibrating?
That's one way of putting it, yes.
Are you for hire?
I mean, maybe.
If you want to make a few extra bucks.
It's my side gig.
Bonus question, bonus question.
Why were you asking?
I'm just letting people know that.
All right.
He could be for hire. Jumping around in your kangaroo pouch. Oh, God. Bonus question. Bonus question number four. Would you rather get stung by a hornet in your armpit once a week or get hit in the marble bag once a month?
You're pretty itchy under the arm.
And it's probably one of the more sensitive places on your body.
Which one are you talking about?
Your armpit.
Oh.
And?
The marble bag.
Yes.
I've never heard it referred to as a marble bag.
Well, trying to keep it somewhat family-oriented. Stung by a hornet in your armpit once a week or get hit in the marble bag once a month?
And some swelling under the arm. Get itchy there already.
It has swelling in the nether regions, too.
I Yeah. Down there wouldn't be fun. That's a tough one, Pat.
Yeah, it is.
Was there a number of times on getting down in the marble bag?
Just once. Just one once? Time in the month. Yeah, once a month.
Once a month.
Once a month. And the Hornet is once a week. Yeah. It's not like you're getting hit down there once a week. It's just once a month. Or you get stung by a Hornet once a week in the armpit.
52 versus 12. But at the same time, those 12 are a lot more painful. Yeah, that's all I keep thinking about.
So you remember in Happy Gilmore when he goes to the batting cage?
Yeah.
And he's taking pitches to the chest.
Oh, that felt good.
That's what I can think of.
All right, time to take my once a month.
What are you doing? Well, this or hornet stings.
Yeah. You know what, Pat? I think I'm going to take the... I'm going to take the hornet stings.
Are you?
Yeah, I know, okay. It's 52 of them versus 12, but those are precious marbles.
Precious marbles. Family jewels. Ay, ay, ay.
Nakahona, yeah.
Whew. Okay. You know, we do have a couple of hornet's nests that need to come down out here. Do you mind getting those for us?
Sure. I'll do that.
Okay.
To avoid taking one in the marbles? Yeah.
In the marble bag?
Yeah, in the marble bag.
This has been Would You Rather Wednesday. I didn't know where you're going to go with that last question.
It was tough. Because it's 52 stings. Can I alternate armpits every week?
Sure.
Okay. Because there's no alternating marble bags.
Nope.
No.
26-26.
Oh, yeah, 26 and one,
yeah,
arm.
52, yeah.
I couldn't do basic
two arm,
math.
Unless you only have one armpit. You have three armpits?
What would constitute armpit? Just armpit?
Armpit.
Okay. Where you only have one marble bag.
And you just leave the mic open and let him talk.
Yeah.
852, 70 degrees, high today is 75. Sunshine tomorrow, 71. Again, this has been Would You Rather Wednesday, brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service. Beautiful downtown Humboldt.
Moon River.
Some questions are thinkers and some questions are...
stinkers.
Dang right.